I'm Maurice Gross, and I'm one of Britain's leading psychic investigators. I'm 76 now, and still on the trail of ghosts and poltergeists. In 1977, I led a team which investigated what is now regarded as the world's most famous poltergeist case, the Enfield Poltergeist. It became world headlines at the time, mainly because of the strange, gruff voice that came from a girl called Janet. Hollywood soon got in on the act, and the makers of several box office hits acknowledge a debt to my case in Enfield. I've never been able to forget that voice. He called himself many names, but mostly Bill or Fred. I still listen to the 180 hours of tapes I recorded during the investigation.
Wow, 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 look up, Jeff is down this train. Merrily, 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 love is past the train. Now, f***
this voice is coming from an 11-year-old girl.
Well, perhaps, Guy, perhaps you've got something to say to them.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how you make this noise without bashing Janet's vocal cords to pieces. If I do it for half a minute, I get a sore throat.
Whose choice is here?
And we found that on analysis, the voice was not made by the larynx, the voice box, but by the false vocal fold, which is above the larynx. And you only use that when you lose your voice and you talk like that. Well, if you talk like that for more than a couple of minutes, you start getting a sore throat. Talk like that for 5 minutes or so, and you're going to start doing damage to your throat. And yet this voice used to speak up to 3 hours at a time. Not continuously, of course, but up to 3 hours at a time without the girl showing any distress at all. Absolutely remarkable. The voice was just part of it. The girl levitated, going from horizontal to vertical in a sixth of a second. Furniture was thrown around the rooms, the house was swarming with journalists. But after 4 days, they were baffled and frightened and called my team for help. A policewoman gave a sworn affidavit of the extraordinary activity she witnessed. Even the ghost chipped in. The death certificate confirmed the truth of what the ghost was saying. Many objects materialized out of thin air, spoons were bent, fires broke out spontaneously in the impoverished family's home. The family had to endure practically every known phenomena in a poltergeist case. They were traumatized. They didn't benefit financially and were ostracized by many of their local community. The Enfield poltergeist menaced that family for 18 months. It nearly destroyed their lives. I'm going back to see them for the first time in 20 years. Janet, the girl at the center of it all, prefers to remain anonymous. But I spoke to her mother and sister. Well, here I am at this famous house in Enfield. And here you see Margaret and her mother, who were very, very involved in this case. You remember the day I first came?
Yes, I remember,
yeah,
Mr. Gross. And you
Gross.
Was on the case ever since then,
yeah.
Yes.
Onwards. And you saw everything and took note and explained to us.
You remember when the reporters and journalists were here? How did they carry on?
I could see the fear in some of their faces also, and they probably could sense that we was dead scared and wanted to run out any minute. I know I did. My sister did, I know that.
I remember one of them came in and he explained to me that I'd got a poltergeist in the house.
And
I said, well, I know it's that, and I nearly fainted when he told me. I didn't even know what it was. In fact, I don't think any of us did.
And we couldn't even say the word poltergeist until Mr. Gross from the Psychical Research explained how to say poltergeist.
That's me, that's me.
and also what it actually meant in, was it German? Was it?
Yeah, poltergeist, noisy ghost.
In the meaning of it also, which he explained to us.
What do you say to people who say to you, with you children playing around, what do you say about that?
I say that's a matter of opinion. If you haven't experienced it, you're going to say that. But it did really happen.
It upsets me deep down to think that they can't give us an open mind, the ones that just put it down completely. But all I can say to them is I wish they could experience the same thing as what we went through. They certainly wouldn't say it was false or fake or it was child playing or anything of that kind.
The welfare of people at the centre of poltergeist activity is very important. I believe that most poltergeist activity is actually caused by very high levels of stress. Occasionally, you get paranormal entities interacting with us. And this is what I think happened at Enfield.
All the lights gone out.
Oh.
Ah.
Ah.
Oh, it's... He squeezed the light out.
Throw the lamp.
Hit me on the head.
Right way across the room.
He squeezed me
up. And pulled it out of the socket.
Quick, turn the lamp off.
Oh, my God.
I only just got in bed, put my head down, turned the light down, that lamp's over there. And the light or something moved
here.
Right, that's the front of the doll's house. It's thrown right across the room, over the top of the bed to the door.
Yeah.
The doll's house is in the corner, away from the bed. And the light has jumped backwards from the end of the bed and is now under the bed.
Under the bed. That's a change, isn't it? Who's that shaking the door? Oh. What's that?
The slipper was thrown across the room and hit the door as I was holding the door.
It hit me on the leg.
Where's the other one?
The other one's over here. Was that 53 years ago? Yes, 53. I counted 53. I think that was right. I asked you again, was it 53 years ago? It was. Thank you. Right, we've now established that she moved away 53 years ago. And I'll ask you the question again. Did you die this year? You did die this year. Right. Now, why are you in this house? You shouldn't really be here. You understand that, do you? You understand that you really shouldn't be in this house. You do understand you shouldn't be in this house. You do. That was, again, two knocks. It's now doing the rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you having a game with me? Oh, right.
Oh, crumbs.
As I ask the question, are you having a game with me? It threw the cardboard box and the pillow right in my face. Well, thank you very much. That was a very good answer. It threw the cardboard box, the pillow, and a heart shape, a square pillow and a heart shape pillow, right at my face. What do you think of?
Why are you waiting cold blimey?
I saw it. It hit me in the face.
Hello.
That was a very fine demonstration of what you can do, because I couldn't have better than that.
Can you tell me why you are upsetting this family? Is it because you enjoy doing it? You do enjoy doing it. Well, I suggest that now you've... What does that mean? Why have you done three knocks?
Because I
Now, I ask you the question again. Two knocks for yes, and one knock for no. Now, yes, that's right, you understand. Now, do you enjoy upsetting this family? You do. Well, now, will you please go away? Because I think you've had enough of your jokes. You won't go away. But I would like you to go away, and go away because I think you've been upsetting this family long enough, and it's time you went away. You understand me? Please go away. Yes, you must go away. It's absolutely essential that you go away. No, you mustn't be obstinate. You must go away. Well, you must. I'm sorry, but you must stop annoying this family. You've had enough. You've had a good time. Now, please go away. All right? Please go away. I can't say any more to you now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Knock one for no and two for yes. Are you a male spirit? One for no and two for yes.
Two.
There's two. You are a male spirit. Did you used to live in this house? You did. Was it more than 50 years ago? Yes.
God.
Did you die in this house? Did you pass on? You did pass on in this house. Now, why are you here? Are you unhappy? You're not unhappy. But why are you here? Is it because you want to give us a special message? No. You don't want to give us a special message.
The sooner you get to sleep, the sooner it's going to be quiet. It's pulled the pictures off the wall.
That's right, off the other side of the room.
That is right over the other side of the room, and it is exactly where I was standing when it pulled the picture off the wall.
Oh, Janet, you're
all gymnastics. Janet's gymnastic award was pulled off the wall and dropped down.
Cool, that did.
And that happened behind me as I was standing against it, and that was about 8 foot from where they're lying in bed. I'm standing here and it ripped pulled this off the wall, but as I'm standing here. Janet was thrown right out of the room onto the stairs. Oh, it's incredible. How the hell did she get through there?
The door, you know, she froze the showing.
Did the door open?
The door was closed when I got up here.
The door opened.
The door opened as she went through.
Got near the door and it opened like this. And I tried to get out and I couldn't because of the mat.
The door opened to let her out the door?
Yeah. I was lying with this.
Tell me what happened.
I was in bed asleep.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I felt something pull me by the arms out of bed.
Yeah.
And I tripped over there and I went there.
Yeah.
And it lifted me up. And I saw the door opened and I went out the door and I come flying downstairs. And
I see the door open. I was on my side. This way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Come on, walk it up then. Come on,
come on.
Why don't you go
up there,
clear it
there? And you know, I saw, I heard footsteps, I wasn't sure.
have to open the door for it, go out the door.
Well, that's the biggest trick of the lot, aren't you?
Hmm.
And here is this noise. Say my name again. Come on, let me hear you say my name.
That's not my name. Come on, my name's Morris. Let me hear you say it.
Morris.
Say Dr. Belloff. Come on. Let me hear you say that. Come on. Let's hear you say Dr. Belloff.
Could you close that door down?
Say Dr. Belloff. Now, if you squeak the bed, I can't hear you talking. Now, say Dr. Belloff. Come on. Come on, say it for me, Dr. Belloff.
Dr. Belloff. Right, that's good. Come on out. Shut up your door. I'm left to do it, you know. I come from doing right, great God. And I have right here to church where we live. All my friends come from there as well. And we all make a game and go to the pub. And then we pick your house because I used to live here. And I will tell you the law. And if you don't get anyone else, Mr.
Stork
and Mr.
Blayback. Bow, 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 the pub, Ted is down the street. Merrily, 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 love is down the street. Now, f*** will fail.
I want you to tell me whether you remember what happened to you when you died. Just before you died and just after you died.
Sleep, me talking. I will.
Hello, Mr. Playfair. Margaret's asleep and I'm talking.
I'm going.
Hello.
Denise's 30p.
Hit it out of the radio. That's it.
Sorry, Bill, can you say that again, please?
Hit it out of the radio downstairs.
What a bit of a look. Thanks so, so much. Hello.
Goodbye.
How he did that. Now, are you going to tell me how you knocked that settee over? Come on, tell me how you knocked it over.
By the bottom.
You what? You what?
Pulled it by the bottom.
Yes.
Underneath
it, yes. And then what did you do? Then what did you do?
Make Janet come in the room first.
Why did you have to make Janet come in the room first?
So she gets the blame.
So she gets the blame?
Yes.
Could you do it if Margaret came in the room first?
Might be her.
Or if Mrs. Hodson came in the room first, could you do it then?
No, she's too old.
She's too old? Could you do it if I came in the room first?
No.
Well, what's age got to do with it? What difference does it make how...
Take energy from young people, not old ones.
Oh, you only take energy...
Yes.
Why can't you take energy from old people?
I use it all in the day.
Pardon?
I use it all.
Oh, old people use more energy during the day. And do young people store it up then?
Yes.
How do you take their energy?
Electric shocks.
You take it by electric shocks?
More.
Do you take electrical energy then?
Yes, I can.
If you can?
I can take electric.
You can take electric,
yes.
If you don't take the energy, could you tip the settee up if you didn't take the energy?
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't.
Impossible.
Do it? Impossible?
Yes.
You always have to use energy from people?
Yes.
Can't you take energy from anything else?
No.
You can't?
No.
What else can you do with energy?
Tip the chairs over, pull the plugs out.
Yeah, but you can do other things, can't you?
Put books through the window.
No, put books through the window. Who put the book through the window?
I did.
You did?
I took a shortcut and put it through it.
Ah, I see. How would you have done, if I'd have said to you, put that book through the window, without breaking the window, how would you have done it?
Open the window and thrown it.
Sorry?
Open the window and thrown it out.
You would have opened the window and thrown it out?
It's the biggest window, front room.
Yeah, but could you have thrown it through the glass itself without breaking the glass?
Yes.
How would you do that then?
Dematerialize it, wouldn't I, didn't it?
Dematerialize it?
Yes.
How do you do that then?
I don't know, but I taste them out, don't I?
Don't know how you do it?
No. A gift.
It's a gift, is it? Well, surely you should know how to do it.
There you go.
Did any friends go with you?
Yes, all of them. All the dogs, 68 dogs.
And what do you got 68 dogs for?
So that they can protect me from you killing me. They can bite you, Adol.
How can we kill you, Bill?
You could shoot me off.
Now how can we shoot you if we can't see you, Bill?
Back me into God.
Sorry, I didn't hear that, Bill.
Back me into God.
By praying to God. So, what you're saying is we could get rid of you by praying to God?
Yes.